The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Good morning. It's Friday, March 5th in the year of our Lord, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Friday of the second week of Lent. In the Missal, this is liturgical year B, cycle 1. Friday is a day to pray the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary. And our saint today is Saint John Joseph of the Cross. Born in 1654, he was very ascetic even as a young man. At 16, he joined the Franciscans in Naples. John Joseph's reputation for holiness prompted his superiors to put him in charge of establishing a new friary even before he was ordained. He accepted appointments as novice master, guardian, and finally provincial. He was not above working in the kitchen or carrying the wood and water needed by the friars. When his term as provincial expired, John Joseph dedicated himself to hearing confessions and practicing mortification. St. John Joseph of the Cross died March 5th, 1734. St. John Joseph, pray for us. And let's offer this day to the Lord. My Lord and Father, inspire my thoughts, words, and actions, and accompany them with your aid so that I may undertake all my activities according to your will and out of love for you. I ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying that we may experience the sacrament of reconciliation with renewed depth to taste the infinite mercy of God. Now, today's meditation of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, presented by Leonardo Di Filippis of St. Luke Productions.
The root of our wretchedness. In what does man's wretchedness actually consist? Above all, in his insecurity, in the uncertainties with which he is burdened, in the limitations that oppress him, in the lack of freedom that binds him, in the pain that makes his life hateful to him. Ultimately, there is, behind all this, the meaninglessness of his existence that offers satisfaction neither to himself nor to anyone else for whom it might have been necessary, irreplaceable, consequential. We can say then that the root of man's wretchedness is loneliness, is the absence of love, is the fact that my existence is not embraced by a love that makes it necessary, that is strong enough to justify it, despite all the pain and limitations it imposes. What man needs is a communion that goes beyond that of the collective. A unity that reaches deep into the heart of man and endures even death. The human unity that man requires by nature must know how to answer the problem of death in which it must find its true confirmation. Man cannot identify himself with God, but God has identified himself with man. That is the content of the communion that is offered us in the Eucharist. A communio that offers less, offers too little.
This meditation is taken from Benedictus, published by Ignatius Press and Magnificat, and produced by St. Luke Productions. Learn more at stlukeproductions.com. 8 minutes past the hour, it's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on Friday of the second week of Lent, March 5th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. Here's a tweet from Pope Francis at Pontifex. Our Lenten prayer can take any number of different forms, but what truly matters in God's eyes is that it penetrates deep within us and chips away at our hardness of heart in order to convert us to Him. We begin this day of prayer, joining with the whole church as we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
The Lord's is the earth and all its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas, on the waters he made it firm.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
He shall receive blessings from the Lord, and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him. Seek the face of the God of Jacob.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Who is the King of glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant. The Lord, the valiant in war.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Who is he, the King of glory? He, the Lord of armies. He is the King of glory.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Lord, in your anger, do not punish me.
Lord, in your anger, do not punish me.
O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger. Do not punish me, Lord, in your rage. Your arrows have sunk deep in me. Your hand has come down upon me.
Through your anger, all my body is sick. Through my sin, there is no health in my limbs. My guilt towers higher than my head. It is a weight too heavy to bear.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Lord, in your anger, do not punish me.
Lord, you know all my longings.
Lord, you know all my longings.
My wounds are foul and festering, the result of my own folly. I am bowed and brought to my knees. I go mourning all the day long.
All my frame burns with fever. All my body is sick, spent, and utterly crushed. I cry aloud in anguish of heart.
O Lord, you know all my longing. My groans are not hidden from you. My heart throbs, my strength is spent, the very light is gone from my eyes.
My friends avoid me like a leper. Those closest to me stand afar off. Those who plot against my life lay snares. Those who seek my ruin speak of harm, planning treachery all the day long.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, you know all my longings.
I confess my guilt to you, Lord. Do not abandon me, for you are my Savior.
I confess my guilt to you, Lord. Do not abandon me, for you are my Savior.
But I am like the deaf who cannot hear, like the dumb unable to speak. I am like a man who hears nothing, in whose mouth is no defense.
I count on you, O Lord. It is you, Lord God, who will answer. I pray, do not let them mock me, those who triumph, if my foot should slip.
For I am on the point of falling, and my pain is always before me. I confess that I am guilty, and my sin fills me with dismay.
My wanton enemies are numberless, and my lying foes are many. They repay me evil for good, and attack me for seeking what is right.
O Lord, do not forsake me. My God, do not stay afar off. Make haste and come to my help. O Lord, my God, my Savior.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
Let us pray. Do not abandon us, Lord, our God. You did not forget the broken body of your Christ, nor the mockery his love received. We, your children, are weighed down with sin. Give us the fullness of your mercy.
I confess my guilt to you, Lord. Do not abandon me, for you are my Savior.
Turn back to the Lord your God.
He is kind and merciful.
A reading from the book of Exodus. In the third month after their departure from the land of Egypt, on its first day, the Israelites came to the desert of Sinai. After the journey from Rephidim to the desert of Sinai, they pitched camp. While Israel was encamped here in front of the mountain, Moses went up the mountain to God. Then the Lord called to him and said, "Thus shall you say to the house of Jacob, tell the Israelites, you have seen for yourselves how I treated the Egyptians, and how I bore you up on eagle wings and brought you here to myself. Therefore, if you hearken to my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my special possession, dearer to me than all other people, though the whole earth is mine. You shall be to me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. That is what you must tell the Israelites." So Moses went and summoned the elders of the people. When he set before them all that the Lord had ordered him to tell them, the people all answered together, "Everything the Lord has said, we will do." Then Moses brought back to the Lord the response of the people. The Lord also told him, "I am coming to you in a dense cloud, so that when the people hear me speaking with you, they may always have faith in you also. When Moses then had reported to the Lord the response of the people, the Lord added, "Go to the people and have them sanctify themselves today and tomorrow. Make them wash their garments and be ready for the third day. For on the third day the Lord will come down on Mount Sinai before the eyes of all the people. Set limits for the people all around the mountain and tell them, 'Take care not to go up the mountain or even to touch its base. If anyone touches the mountain, he must be put to death. No hand shall touch him. He must be stoned to death or killed with arrows. Such a one, man or beast, must not be allowed to live. Only when the ram's horn resounds, may they go up to the mountain.'" Then Moses came down from the mountain to the people and had them sanctify themselves and wash their garments. He warned them, "Be ready for the third day. Have no intercourse with any woman." On the morning of the third day, there were peals of thunder and lightning and a heavy cloud over the mountain and a very loud trumpet blast, so that all the people in the camp trembled. But Moses led the people out of the camp to meet God, and they stationed themselves at the foot of the mountain. Mount Sinai was all wrapped in smoke, for the Lord came down upon it in fire. The smoke rose from it as though from a furnace, and the whole mountain trembled violently. The trumpet blast grew louder and louder while Moses was speaking, and God answering him with thunder. When the people witnessed the thunder and lightning, the trumpet blast, and the mountain smoking, they all feared and trembled. So they took up a position much farther away and said to Moses, "You speak to us, and we will listen, but let not God speak to us, or we shall die." Moses answered the people, "Do not be afraid, for God has come to you only to test you and put his fear upon you, lest you should sin." Still, the people remained at a distance, while Moses approached the cloud where God was. "If you do what I tell you and keep my covenant, out of all the nations you will be my own possession, dearer to me than any other people. You shall be to me a kingdom of priests, a consecrated nation. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a consecrated nation, a people God has claimed as his own. You shall be to me a kingdom of priests, a consecrated nation."
From the Treatise Against Heresies by St. Irenaeus, Bishop. In the book of Deuteronomy, Moses says to the people, "The Lord your God made a covenant on Horeb. He made this covenant not with your fathers, but with you." Why did God make this covenant with their fathers? Because the law is not aimed at the righteous. Their fathers were righteous. They had the power of the Decalogue implanted in their hearts and in their souls. That is, they loved the God who made them and did nothing unjust against their neighbor. For this reason, they did not need to be admonished by written rebukes. They had the righteousness of the law in their hearts. When this righteousness and love for God had passed into oblivion and been extinguished in Egypt, God had necessarily to reveal himself through his own voice out of his great love for men. He led the people out of Egypt in power, so that man might once again become God's disciple and follower. He made them afraid as they listened, to warn them not to hold their Creator in contempt. He fed them with manna that they might receive spiritual food. In the book of Deuteronomy, Moses says, "He fed you with manna, which your fathers did not know, that you might understand that man will not live by bread alone, but will live by every word of God coming from the mouth of God." He commanded them to love himself and train them to practice righteousness toward their neighbor, so that man might not be unrighteous or unworthy of God. Through the Decalogue, he prepared man for friendship with himself and for harmony with his neighbor. This was to man's advantage, though God needed nothing from man. This raised man to glory, for it gave him what he did not have, friendship with God. But it brought no advantage to God, for God did not need man's love. Man did not possess the glory of God, nor could he attain it by any other means than through obedience to God. This is why Moses said to the people, "Choose life, that you may live and your descendants too. Love the Lord your God, hear his voice, and hold fast to him, for this is life for you and length of days." This was the life that the Lord was preparing man to receive when he spoke in person and gave the words of the Decalogue for all alike to hear. These words remain with us as well. They were extended and amplified through his coming in the flesh, but not annulled. God gave to the people separately through Moses the commandments that enslave. These were precepts suited to their instruction or their condemnation. As Moses said, "The Lord commanded me at that time to teach you precepts of righteousness and of judgment." The precepts that were given them to enslave and to serve as a warning have been canceled by the new covenant of freedom. The precepts that belong to man's nature and to freedom and to all alike have been enlarged and broadened. Through the adoption of sons, God had enabled man so generously and bountifully to know him as Father, to love him with his whole heart, and to follow his word unfailingly. Moses, the servant of the Lord, fasted for 40 days and 40 nights
to prepare himself to receive the law of the Lord.
Moses went up Mount Sinai to the Lord and stayed there 40 days and 40 nights
to prepare himself to receive the law of the Lord.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that purifying us by the sacred practice of penance, you may lead us in sincerity of heart to attain the holy things to come. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
27 past the hour, today's gospel is coming up in just a few minutes. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Good morning, sunshine.
It's Friday of the second week of Lent, March 5th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. Welcome back to Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, it's the parable of the wicked tenants from the 21st chapter of the Gospel of Matthew.
Hear another parable. There was a householder who planted a vineyard and set a hedge around it and dug a wine press in it and built a tower and let it out to tenants and went into another country. When the season of fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to get his fruit. The tenants took his servants and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Again, he sent other servants, more than the first, and they did the same to them. Afterward, he sent his son to them, saying, "They will respect my son." But when the tenants saw the son, they said to themselves, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and have his inheritance." And they took him and cast him out of the vineyard and killed him. When, therefore, the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants?
He will put those wretches to a miserable death and let out the vineyard to other tenants who will give him the fruits in their seasons.
Have you never read in the scriptures? The very stone which the builders rejected has become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore, I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a nation producing the fruits of it.
When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they perceived that he was speaking about them. But when they tried to arrest him, they feared the multitudes because they held him to be a prophet.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. All of the daily Mass readings are on the relevant radio app. What do we mean by an abhorrence of sin, something to which we're all called? Well, consider this. Every sin that we commit is a contribution toward our Lord's crucifixion. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. God loved us and sent His Son to take away our sins. The liturgy these days brings us closer, little by little, to the central mystery of the redemption. It presents to us personalities of the Old Testament who are types of our Lord. In the first reading of the Mass, we are told about Joseph. Through the betrayal of his brothers, he providentially came to be the Savior of his family and of the whole region. He is a figure of Christ the Redeemer. Joseph was the favorite son of Jacob, and at his father's request went in search of his brothers. He traveled a long way before finding them. He brought them good news of their father and also food. At first, his brothers, who hated and envied him for being their father's favorite, considered killing him. Later, they sold him as a slave, and as such, he was taken to Egypt. God made use of these circumstances so that years later, he would come to hold a high position there. In a time of famine, he would be the savior of his brothers against whom he held no grudge, despite their ill treatment of him. He became a savior, too, of Egypt, where through Joseph's good offices the tribes of Israel settled and became, as it were, a cradle for the chosen people. All those who approached Pharaoh for help were directed to Joseph. "Go to Joseph," he would say to them. Our Lord, sent by the Father, also came to bring light to the world. He came to his own, and his own people received him not. Finally, he sent his son to them. "They will respect my son," he said. But when the tenants saw the son, they said to each other, "This is the heir. Come on, let us kill him and take over his inheritance." So they seized him and threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. This is exactly what they did to our Lord. They took him outside the city and crucified him. The sins of men have been the cause of the death of Jesus Christ. Every sin bears an intimate and mysterious relationship to the passion of Jesus. We will recognize the evil of sin only if we know how to relate it to the mystery of the redemption. Only then will we really be able to purify the soul and to grow in contrition for our sins and transgressions. The conversion which our Lord insistently asks for, and in a special way during this period of Lent as we approach Holy Week, ought to start with a firm rejection of all sin and with the determination to avoid every occasion that could put us in danger of offending God. Moral renewal, which this world so much needs, begins with this profound conviction. On earth, there is but one evil, which you must fear and avoid with the grace of God, sin. On the other hand, the loss of the sense of sin is thus a form or consequence of the denial of God, not only in the form of atheism, but also in the form of secularism. If sin is the breaking off of one's filial relationship to God in order to situate one's life outside of obedience to Him, then to sin is not merely to deny God. To sin is also to live as if He did not exist, to eliminate Him from one's daily life. We do not wish to eliminate our Lord from our lives, but rather to recognize and be more and more aware of His presence with each passing day. We can very well say, says the Curé d'Ars, that the passion which the Jews made Christ suffer was almost nothing compared with what Christians make Him undergo with their insults of mortal sins. What horror there will be when Jesus Christ shows us the things for which we have abandoned Him. What trash we will have preferred in exchange for so much good. Through divine mercy, with the help of grace, we will not leave Him, and we will try to bring Him many who are separated from Him. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 20 minutes before the hour, morning prayer next on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Welcome back to Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Friday of the second week of Lent, March 5th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. We pray with the whole church now as we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Thank you.
A humble, contrite heart, O God, you will not spurn.
A humble, contrite heart, O God, you will not spurn.
Have mercy on me, God, in your kindness. In your compassion, blot out my offense. O wash me more and more from my guilt, and cleanse me from my sin.
My offenses, truly, I know them. My sin is always before me. Against you, you alone have I sinned. What is evil in your sight, I have done.
That you may be justified when you give sentence, and be without reproach when you judge. O see, in guilt I was born. A sinner was I conceived.
Indeed, you love truth in the heart, then in the secret of my heart teach me wisdom. O purify me, then I shall be clean. O wash me, I shall be whiter than snow.
Make me hear rejoicing and gladness, that the bones you have crushed may revive. From my sins turn away your face, and blot out all my guilt.
A pure heart create for me, O God. Put a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, nor deprive me of your Holy Spirit.
Give me again the joy of your help. With a spirit of fervor sustain me, that I may teach transgressors your ways, and sinners may return to you.
O rescue me, God, my helper, and my tongue shall ring out your goodness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise.
For in sacrifice you take no delight. Burnt offering from me you would refuse. My sacrifice, a contrite spirit, a humbled, contrite heart, you will not spurn.
In your goodness, show favor to Zion, rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will be pleased with lawful sacrifice, holocaust offered on your altar.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. Let us pray. Father, he who knew no sin was made sin for us, to save us and restore us to your friendship. Look upon our contrite heart and afflicted spirit, and heal our troubled conscience, so that in joy and strength of the Holy Spirit we may proclaim your praise and glory before all the nations.
A humble, contrite heart, O God, you will not spurn.
Even in your anger, Lord, you will remember compassion.
Even in your anger, Lord, you will remember compassion.
O Lord, I have heard your renown and feared, O Lord, your work. In the course of the years, revive it. In the course of the years, make it known. In your wrath, remember compassion.
God comes from Taman, the Holy One from Mount Paran. Covered are the heavens with his glory, and with his praise the earth is filled.
His splendor spreads like the light. Rays shine forth from beside him, where his power is concealed. You come forth to save your people, to save your anointed one.
You tread the sea with your steeds amid the churning of the deep waters. I hear, and my body trembles. At the sound, my lips quiver.
Decay invades my bones. My legs tremble beneath me. I await the day of distress that will come upon the people who attack us.
For though the fig tree blossom not, nor fruit be on the vines,
Though the yield of the olive fail and the terraces produce no nourishment, though the flocks disappear from the fold and there be no herd in the stalls, yet will I rejoice in the Lord and exult in my saving God.
God, my Lord, is my strength. He makes my feet swift as those of hinds and enables me to go upon the heights.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Even in your anger, Lord, you will remember compassion.
Oh, praise the Lord, Jerusalem.
Oh, praise the Lord, Jerusalem.
Oh, praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Zion, praise your God.
He has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed the children within you. He established peace on your borders. He feeds you with the finest wheat.
He sends out his word to the earth and swiftly runs his command. He showers down snow, white as wool. He scatters hoarfrost like ashes.
He hurls down hailstones like crumbs. The waters are frozen at his touch. He sends forth his word and it melts them. At the breath of his mouth, the waters flow.
He makes his word known to Jacob, to Israel his laws and decrees. He has not dealt thus with other nations. He has not taught them his decrees.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, you established peace within the borders of Jerusalem. Give the fullness of peace now to your faithful people. May peace rule us in this life and possess us in eternal life. You are about to fill us with the best of wheat. Grant that what we see dimly now as in a mirror, we may come to perceive clearly in the brightness of your truth.
Oh, praise the Lord, Jerusalem.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. Through his suffering, my servant shall justify many, and their guilt he shall bear. Therefore I will give him his portion among the great, and he shall divide spoils with the mighty. Because he has surrendered himself to death and was counted among the wicked, and he shall take away the sins of many and win pardon for their offenses. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
From those who would trap me with lying words.
And from the hunter's snare.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
He will bring those evil men to an evil end and entrust his vineyard to other tenants who will give him the harvest at the proper season.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
He will bring those evil men to an evil end, and entrust his vineyard to other tenants who will give him the harvest at the proper season. Let us pray to Christ our Savior, who redeemed us by his death and resurrection.
Lord, have mercy on us.
You went up to Jerusalem to suffer, and so entered into your glory.
Bring your church to the Passover feast of heaven.
Lord, have mercy on us. You were lifted high on the cross and pierced by the soldier's lance.
Heal our wounds.
Lord, have mercy on us. You made the cross the tree of life.
Give its fruit to those reborn in baptism. Lord, have mercy on us.
On the cross you forgave the repentant thief.
Forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy on us. And to these intercessions we pause to add the prayers of our own hearts.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Now let us offer the prayer Christ has given us as the model for all prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that purifying us by the sacred practice of penance, you may lead us in sincerity of heart to attain the holy things to come. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
It's Friday, a day of abstinence, and if you don't eat meat anyway, find something else to abstain from. Morning Air is up next. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the app. Go out, make it a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Readings from In Conversation with God are used with the permission of Scepter Publishers. Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Benedictus Moments, courtesy of St. Luke Productions. And selections from the Truth and Life Dramatized Audio Bible are courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Find out more at RelevantRadio.com. Click on Daybreak. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.